We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
Finally the weekend, man.
The weekend is here.
A wise man once said that if you're working to live only for the weekends, then you're working too hard. His name was Damon Dash. I don't agree with him. I look forward to the weekends.
I do look forward to the weekend myself.
I look forward to the weekends.
Yes.
Yes, what's happening?
Now, shout out to everybody that was in Boston. I was in Boston last night. Had a great time at Venue. Shout out to all our Boston family that listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. Because, so I wanted to shout them out.
Because they can't listen to us on Jammin' 94.5 no more because we got kicked off Jammin' 94.5. Salute to Ashley, our replacement. She's engaged now.
Yeah, congratulations, Ashley.
Yeah, shout out to Ashley.
That. She's so hype about
it. She's engaged now. I hope that she gets married. I hope her man is well off, and I hope that she quits radio and leaves them high and dry. That'll teach
what?
Them.
That'll teach you.
She's very excited and happy and well-deserving of her position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to Ashley. So shout out to everybody that was in Boston. I'm excited today. You know why?
Why?
Lion King is out.
Did you get your tickets?
I did get my tickets.
Okay. Is the soundtrack out yet?
The soundtrack is out. Right? Yeah, I heard that she got a joint with Hove and Childish Gambino, I heard.
I hope they don't mess this up, man.
I heard a couple of joints coming back from Boston last night.
Lion King is a great movie. If you have my first book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, you know the whole last chapter of my book is based around the Lion King because I feel like the Lion King is the story of the black man here in Western civilization. And sometimes we have to be reminded who we are.
That's right.
You got to be reminded that you are indeed a king. You are indeed a god, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Rafiki gave somebody that lesson, and I hope that they stay true to all of that in the live-action version.
Okay.
Because there's little symbolism that was in the cartoon that made you realize he was in Western civilization. Like when the hyenas chase him out of Pride Rock, like the sun is setting. So the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. So it's setting. So he's running towards Western civilization.
Yes.
Then he meets a pig and a rat, technically. And the pig and the rat
Teach him
who
people
he is.
People will see it today and then they'll
see
it later on.
I'm just saying, the pig and the rat take
Angela,
that young
Angela, you're so confused.
I know, I totally agree.
The pig and the rat take that young king and they don't teach him that he's a king. They teach him that he's like them. You understand what I'm saying?
Angela, he's like pig, rat? What are we in New York City?
All I'm saying is I hope they don't mess this up.
Don't confuse her.
That's all. I want all those lessons to stay in.
Okay. All right.
She's never seen the first one, so she don't care about black people.
She's never seen the first one. Yeah. So that is, you said she don't care about black people? What's wrong with you, man? This guy.
I didn't know there were black people in it.
Yes.
I thought it was animals.
Well, if you watch the movie, Pride Rock is like Africa.
So Simba, haven't watched the movie.
Mufasa.
See, he stopped talking about it. You got him back in.
What's the truth? Simba, Mufasa, that's all. Everything they do in the movie is like African culture, like holding the babies up, all of that type of stuff.
Yo, and my daughter got her four wisdom teeth taken out yesterday.
Okay. She's fine, right?
What? Oh, no, she's not fine. No, she ain't fine.
Did she cry a lot?
You know what? She was high. And when I say high, I mean high. Like,
they gave her that laughing gas.
I don't know. Yeah, but so when you, like, let's say you tell a joke, like they put two D's in her name, right? When we at the doctor, right? So I said, "Your doctor, you know what the other D stands for?" He goes, "What?" I go, "D's nuts," right? I'm joking.
You said that to the oral surgeon.
I did. Dropping the clues bomb for envy. Flirting with the oral surgeon.
My wife was there. You stop
and
it. Stop it.
Kinky guys.
So
that's bold.
So she starts laughing. My daughter starts laughing. Ah! And then all of a sudden she just starts crying. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
It's probably that stupid joke.
Hogan's right. My daddy is sus. That's what happened.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so she was high. I mean, when the point when she jumps off the curb, she, you know, steps off the curb, she's like, "Wee!" Like, high as a kite. That was the funniest thing. I taped it, but I'll never put it out. I'm just going to keep it.
Her mouth is sore from...
Her mouth is still bleeding a little bit.
She got that cotton in the back of her mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it a Percocet, because they give an option of Percocet or, I guess, a stronger Tylenol or painkiller. So I decided not to do the Percocet, do the painkiller, and she said it still hurts. So, but I just don't want to give a Percocet. You hear so many different things about kids getting stuck on Percocet or addicted to it, so I was like, nah. So she got to toughen it out a little bit. All right, well, today is National Stick Your Tongue Out Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't got my papers. Let me see that, Taylor. Thank you very much. All right. Is it for real?
Why do you need to know that?
It's also a National New Friends Day, so I'm not friends with you guys anymore. Mm. All right. What do you say like that for?
Because you can meet a lot of new friends if you stick your tongue out on the record. That's why.
You know what? All right. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to be talking about the live debate. We're going to find out who's going to be participating in this next Democratic primary debate in Detroit.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club.
Happy
Friday.
Yes, we are.
Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with the Democratic debates that are going to be in Detroit over two nights, July 30th and July 31st. I'll be out there. Now, they have announced the candidates who qualified, and that includes Michael Bennett, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, former Vice President Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Steve Bullock, Pete Buttigieg will be there, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke will be there, Amy Klobuchar will be there, Tim Ryan will be there, Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang, Marianne Williamson, Bernie Sanders. So those are just some of the people that will be
basically all the Avengers are back on the stage, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you didn't make it into either one of these, is that a bad sign?
Yeah. Probably means that you need to shut your campaign down. And, you know, when you watch these debates, you got to know that there is no perfect candidate. And, you know, you have to watch for the people that speak to your interests. Everyone's record should be questioned. We have to see what people have learned and unlearned. And what are people going to do positive moving forward?
All right. Now, Donald Trump, in the meantime, was in North Carolina and at a rally, and he talked about everything that happened with Ilhan Omar, where they were chanting, remember, this.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
Now, if you hear them, they're yelling, send her back, send her back. Well, he's now trying to say that he did try to stop them from chanting.
Started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud, I disagree with it, by the way, but it was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
Didn't sound like he was.
I didn't see him tell him to stop
speaking or telling anyone to stop.
He definitely didn't say no.
He was very quiet.
He didn't use those little hands to gesture to the crowd like stop it, you know, break some of that down. I didn't hear any of that.
Elsewhere at the rally, he was saying things like, "These were people who just love this country so much." So again, big them up.
There is nobody more unpatriotic than Donald Trump. Trump does not like this country. Go read his old tweets. Listen to his old rhetoric. Listen to how he speaks now. He wants to make America great again because he doesn't think America is great. How come when Representative Omar and AOC say they don't like America and, you know, or they don't think America is great, they get called unpatriotic?
Well, here's Congresswoman Omar as she returned back to Minnesota. They were very excited to see her.
Welcome home, Ilhan! Welcome home, Ilhan! Welcome home, Ilhan!
So, yes, so very different type of chanting that happened there. And she says that she's not afraid of Donald Trump at all.
I am not. What I'm scared for is the safety for people who share my identities. When you have a president who clearly thinks someone like me should go back,
right?
The message that he's sending is not for me, is to every single person who shares an identity with me.
You ever met Representative Omar?
No.
I've met Representative Omar. I've had the opportunity to build with her. She's a small woman, but you could tell, like, she got God in her. You know what I'm saying? And she got God around her. And you have to be very careful how you move on God's people. You have to be.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Also, yesterday, I know a lot of you guys seen a lot of pictures yesterday. Our station and the company that we work for, iHeartMedia, returned to the public market.
So iHeart Mafia.
They're on NASDAQ now with IHRT. So we were there supporting iHeart. iHeart family.
We was there ringing the bell.
Bachelor
and all that at
we were standing next to the guys ringing the bell. Bob Pittman and Richard Bresler.
Yeah, we were showing some support yesterday.
They own the company.
Mm-hmm. And I took the subway yesterday.
You're welcome. I take the subway all the time.
Yeah, you actually had to guide me because I had no idea where I was going, but she got me there. All right. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you want to spread some positivity, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, wake up,
wake your ass
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Child Support God.
Could you stop saying that you're the Child Support God, sir? I want better for you.
So you're going to pay everybody's child support?
If I could, I would, but I want to say something to you, G. You know, I spoke with you the other day, and you know what I'm saying? I heard what you said about the little girl on Black Ink. And I do admit that there's some dudes out here that's ridiculous, man. I'm talking about, like, trash dudes. And, you know, like, I just wish that these young women would make better decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, like, going to change unless we...
Bro, let it go.
...ring some bells.
Bro, and, you know, yeah, and you know, it takes two people.
And I'm not hurt. Tell Envy I'm not hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to raise an awareness.
You can tell Envy. But doesn't it take two people? What about these men making smarter decisions as well?
Exactly. That's why we need fathers to raise these kids. You know what I'm saying? These kids deserve a father. I see a lot of young kids without their dad. You know that they come up messed up.
All right, well, I mean, but it's the same thing with the guys, though, because a woman can't mismanage her vagina by sleeping with a trash-ass guy, because there would be no trash-ass guys if they was raised better.
Seth!
Yes, this is Seth Roscoe.
Seth, now you want to tell us three reasons why Charlamagne is not gay?
Three reasons why Charlamagne is not gay. First of all, I just want to say thank you, and thank you to the Breakfast Club. You guys are just amazing.
Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. This is a thing, like, that you had to sit around and make a list of why I'm not gay?
This is entertaining. Go ahead.
This is a thing?
Charlamagne, we go back since Wendy Williams. You're my man, Charlamagne, but there's three reasons.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a reason, but go ahead.
All right, talk to me.
All right, first one. There has been no evidence of any pictures of Charlamagne wearing a skirt, a dress, a bra or panties. None of them. No,
you know what? You can
anywhere.
Be gay, you can be gay and not wear any of those
yeah,
items.
Yeah, that wouldn't make somebody gay. That just makes you a cross-dresser.
So X. So that's an X. Try number two.
This would make Charlamagne not gay. Number two, there has been no claim that Charlamagne has been fondled, cuddled, or spooning with any man ever.
Yes,
well, you must not know Glitter Stick.
You must not know Glitter Stick.
Why would somebody make that claim, though? Wouldn't you just say you slept with me? Why would you say we cuddled and spooned?
And Glitter Stick definitely did that. He said Charlamagne used to take the bus to go see him. So try again.
All right, third. What's the third one?
The third reason is that Charlamagne always claims that he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's not the highest weed in the dispensary. And gay men swear out they know everything.
Now that right there is a fact.
Gay men are not a monolith.
Yeah, no. Yes, they are when it comes to that.
Not.
They do think they know everything. Yes, they do. That is a fact.
I have presented my position to the court, and I rest my case.
Yeah, you were wrong with two of them, bro. I'm sorry.
Three of them.
He's still a little sus to me.
God, man.
What's wrong with being
gay?
What's wrong with being gay?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. That's him and me.
Just making sure. If I was gay, what's wrong with that, guys?
Nothing.
All right.
I embrace it.
Those allegations.
Just asking.
Thank you, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder,
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Shaniqua!
Hey, hey, Amy.
Hey, Shaniqua, you beautiful Caucasian woman. How are you this morning?
Shut up, Charlamagne. I am feeling blessed this morning. I finished my pilot script I just wrote, but I had a question for Charlamagne because I know he's in the TV world.
Yes, ma'am.
How do I sell my script without going through, like, Hollywood? I know they have, like, competitions and stuff, but I really want to get it to a Black producer.
Well, if you know any Black
producers,
if you know any Black producers that you can get the script to directly, you know what I'm saying? That will work. But other than that, you kind of got to have an agent to shop that script for you. Unless you know people that you can get the script to yourself.
How would you like to be my one-time agent, Charlamagne, and take 10%?
There you go.
I'll definitely take a look at the script. I'm that type of guy, though. I'll look at stuff like that because you never know who got the next great idea.
Man, I think this is a great idea. I think you'll love the script.
Email it to what's Breakfast Club email?
BreakfastClubAM@gmail.com.
Yeah, BreakfastClubAM@gmail.com. If I like it, I'll trademark it, copyright it, and keep it for myself, all right? Good luck.
Yeah, don't marry. I'm a business, man. It's a business deal. I ain't even asking for nothing. If you can help me sell this, if you love it, you can take 10%, and we can do this one time.
All right, send it to me.
Hello, who's this?
Angel.
Angel, what's up? Get it off your chest, Angel.
What's up, DJ? I just want to know, do you have to put out an album to get DJ of the Year? Because I think you're due up for one.
I like this guy. This guy is very smart. Man, you're smart.
No, I'm serious. Everything that you do, I mean, you break a lot of records out.
Let him talk. Did I interrupt the gay guy when he's talking about you being gay? Did I interrupt him?
Yes,
no.
You did.
What's the last record Envy broke? I just want to know.
The first time I heard the veto was because he played it.
Okay.
That is true.
Really?
That's
well,
absolutely. That's
first
person.
There you go. Broke
you don't get out much then, guy.
Well, no, it is well, the first. It's
West,
a fact.
I don't pencil out either. So, and then another thing is, like, when you help the community with, like, the real estate and all that stuff.
That has nothing to do with DJing.
You can tell him DeVito. That's the last record I broke. The first person to bring it to Urban Radio was DeVito. Yes,
you
right.
I agree with you on the real estate part, but it has nothing to do with DJing, sir. And the BET Hip Hop Awards is coming back around. That is not one of the criteria, what you do in the community.
But keep going.
DJ.
Yeah, man.
All right. And he plays everybody's requests. He plays all my requests.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I love this guy.
My God.
Where are you from, sir?
Our listeners have such alternative facts this morning.
Where are you from, sir?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, thank you, man, so much, man. I really appreciate you.
You have the whole Breakfast Club audience just did a tweet, and I wish my nephew a happy birthday at DJ Nelson, DJ_Nelson. The E is a three.
Is his name Nelson, DJ Nelson?
Yeah.
He's spelling it out.
Happy born day, DJ Nelson, from Charlamagne the God.
DJ underscore N L-S-O-N.
Radio shout outs don't mean nothing no more. I just said happy born day to DJ Nelson on the radio to a million people, and he don't care. Send that tweet, though.
I just did it. I just did it for you.
DJ, I get it from the real DJ on the show, though.
Woo!
Oh, you're right.
I'm going to send you one of Charlamagne's books for that. Have a good one, man.
Have a good weekend.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. You, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about finding producers on social media. We'll tell you what rapper just hooked up with a producer who sounded pretty incredible, and we get to watch him make a beat as well.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there was a video that went viral of a producer making a beat. His at name is at DJ Track Addict. His name is Trizzy Track.
He killed it.
And everybody was saying this will sound like a beat for Meek Mill. Well, Meek Mill got the bat signal, and he actually found the guy. You okay over there, Envy?
Yeah, I'm good.
And Meek Mill actually found the guy and did get on a track. Now, here's what the beat sounded like.
Crazy. Sound like Just Blaze at home.
Definitely sound like some Just Blaze.
Sounds so crazy. Definitely, when I heard
I guarantee you he's inspired by Just Blaze.
He was doing it in his car. He was doing it in his car. I don't know if you've seen the video. He was doing it in his car. Crazy.
Now, Meek Mill said, I had thousands of people at me in this. Now, where is it? And Trizzy Track responded, I'm right here, G. And he said, come to the kitchen and let's cook. You got more of this type? And that's when the two of them ended up in the studio together. And here's a little snippet of what happened.
First, that was now. This year, we going all the way. Meek Millie.
That's just the ad-libs. I thought we were going to get some
bars. It's called Free Meek. That's what they gave you. Sorry.
That's dope.
That's the beauty of social media, though, right?
It is, man.
Like,
it is.
Like, that is the beauty of social media. Not to mention, you know, remember that moment when Jay-Z found Just Blaze? Are they finally connected in the music that Jay-Z started to make? Because that combination?
Mm-hmm.
Meek might have found his Just Blaze.
Yeah, Meek might have found it. They sound that kid is dope. Like, that kid is amazing. If you go back to his page, because I went to his page, and he's been doing like a bunch of videos everywhere. Like, he walks with his MPC, he does it in his car, his crib, the kitchen. He's out and about. He's really inspiring.
Yeah.
All right, now here's something that's not good for R. Kelly. He is fearing for his life in prison.
Why?
I mean,
because he's gonna kill himself.
Well, no, because of the sex crimes, and you know what happens in jail when you take advantage of young women.
Absolutely.
I figured they'd have him by himself somewhere.
So he wants solitary confinement. He believes that his life would be in real danger if he was in general population. He wants just to be by himself for the foreseeable future. So, yes, he said he's better off in solitary.
Should they grant him that wish?
I think that you do that if you feel like somebody's life is in danger. You don't throw them in jail and pop. So.
Yeah, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, it's jail. And when you commit a crime, you know, jail is not supposed to be like a fun stay.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're in solitary confinement, you only have a total of 15 minutes a month to speak with family and friends, because that's how much you can access the phone. In general pop, you have access to the phone all the time. And then you don't have TV or the internet in solitary confinement either.
Well, they said R. Kelly nice with his hands, though, right?
That's the story I used to be told.
Yeah, they said he nice with
his
hands.
I'm not going to tell you what rapper told me, but there's a story that I'll let him tell. Maybe he's told that story before.
I don't think he has. He just told me, you, and the E.
Yeah, but R. Kelly used to be doing, like, bare-knuckle boxing in Mexico.
Why you got to say bare-knuckle? You could have just said knuckle, just...
Bare-knuckle boxing. Yeah. Bare-knuckle boxing in Mexico, from what we was told.
They said he gets busy.
Well, I don't know how he's going to fight everybody off in jail.
That's what I'm saying. He's older now.
That's a little different.
If you're 50-something years old, you probably don't move the way you used to.
Yeah, true.
All right, now let's talk about Eddie Murphy. He is in talks with Netflix. He might end up doing a stand-up special. That would be amazing, because Eddie Murphy definitely is one of the best.
I'm here for that.
And when's the last time we've seen an Eddie Murphy stand-up? Now, he was also on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and here's what he said.
I'm going to do it again. It was
really?
I just had to, you know, everything has to be right. I got to get up there and start working out. You still got to go to the comedy club.
You still got to go to the, you could have your own club.
So you should buy the comic strip, and I'll come work out there.
You want to do that, I'll do it.
Somebody told me yesterday they're going to give Eddie $70 million for
That's what the number is hovering around right now. That's what they're saying the number is around.
Somebody told me yesterday Eddie's still very, very funny, man. And they said, because they said he got so many different stories and so much life experience that he's been through in Hollywood, yeah. So much different stories with other celebrities involved. They said it's very funny from what I heard.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he lost it at all, because he definitely is one of the best comedians ever.
I would love to see it.
Hey, I'm here. I'm paying top dollar for that ticket just off nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Just off Raw and Delirious.
All right, well, let's talk about, since we're doing comedy, there's a potential Key and Peele movie that could happen. According to Keegan, Michael Key says that he's down for that to happen. So they are alongside each other in Toy Story 4, but now they're hopeful that the two of them will do a film together.
I never was a fan of the Key and Peele sketch comedy show. I
mean, they had some funny ones. Not all of them, but they definitely had some great moments.
I've seen a couple I like, but you know, I come from that In Living Color Dave Chappelle era. I never was a big Key and Peele guy.
Yeah, I was never into it.
They're
either.
Not all going to hit, but the ones that hit are hilarious.
Yeah, I respect, you know, Jordan Peele for what he does in the film world, and I like Key as an actor, but I never was big on that show at all.
I couldn't even tell you one episode. I couldn't even tell you what it was about. I never looked at it.
It's just sketch comedy.
You don't remember the one
where he was a prisoner in jail and he had a mixtape out where he details the crime in detail on the song?
I did see that on a meme. Yeah, he told on himself in the mixtape.
In the song, everything that he said he did. You never saw the acapella group?
Yeah,
that one was funny too. They have some really funny ones. And I also like that show, Friends from College, on Netflix, if you guys haven't seen that. That show is hilarious to me. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, last night, Beyonce released, what is it, The Lion King?
Lion King Gift.
The Lion King Gift.
The gift to you bums, you peasants.
And this is the one of the joints on there. We're going to play Top of the Hour, then we're going to get that on. It's Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Childish Gambino. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know, when I listen to Beyonce and Jay-Z on a record, I have to make myself be objective, because I am a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. That's my last name. So I have to make sure I'm listening from an objective perspective, because sometimes when you like people, it makes you love everything they do, even when it's not good. But that's hard, bro. Come on, man. Drop on the Clues Bonds for that record. Those African drums will make the KKK dance. You can't resist them. If you can resist African drums, then you have no soul. My God. Beyonce said, stay in your struggle. Can you imagine telling somebody that? Stay in your struggle, you peasant.
Goodness gracious, I don't know if you said it like that.
I don't think that's how she meant it.
She said, why the hell could you mean, stay in your struggle? Jesus Christ.
Jay also said he wears a helmet when he's on a jet ski so he can remember everything, make sure his brains are okay.
Well, Jay, we saw the picture. We know you wear a helmet on a jet ski, all right? We definitely saw the picture.
Now, that song is tough. All right, but let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with Jeffrey Epstein. He was denied bail yesterday as he is pending trial on child sex trafficking charges. So, of course, the judge said because of the access that he has to so much money, he's at extreme risk of flight. They said he has piles of cash and dozens of diamonds stashed in a locked safe in his townhouse. Now, what they had wanted was for him to be released and be electronically monitored on house arrest. His house is valued at $77 million, his townhouse in New York City, and he also has a private jet. So he's going to have to wait in jail.
You can't trust him. He's a definite flight risk. When you think about somebody like Roman Polanski, remember Roman Polanski got charged with raping that 13-year-old girl? He's been gone. He never came back. Still won an Oscar, though. So, yeah, that's right. Jeffrey Epstein, stay in your struggle.
And he's already a convicted pedophile. And they said that he also wasn't checking in with the NYPD like he was supposed to last time when he had been arrested, even though in 2011 he was ordered to do that every 90 days and wasn't doing it.
Stay in your struggle, Jeffrey.
He got to stay. What else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, the House has passed a bill that would raise the federal minimum wage for the first time in 10 years, and they want to raise that to $15
See, that's how you get people out of their struggle.
Yeah, but it has to also be approved by the Senate. So
it's not happening.
Not very hopeful for something like that to
happen.
Happening. Yeah, so who knows? $15 an hour, we got to make sure people can at least afford to live.
House is controlled by Democrats. Senate is controlled by Republicans. It's not passing through the Senate. I highly doubt it.
All right, now four Chicago police officers, the ones that were involved in the cover-up in the fatal shooting of Laquan McDonald, they have been fired for that cover-up from back in 2014.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for justice, goddammit.
They said, indeed, taken on their face, the officer's account depicts a scene in which Mr. McDonald was the aggressor and Officer Van Dyke the victim, a depiction squarely contradicted by reality. Put simply, the officers wanted to help their fellow officer, Jason Van Dyke, and so describe the incident in a way to put him in the best possible light. So according to the police, they initially said that Laquan McDonald lunged toward officers with a knife, and that's why he opened fire after he got out of his squad car and shot McDonald 16 times. But the judge ordered the release of the camera footage, the police camera footage of the shooting, and it shows that he was walking away from the officers and not charging at them, despite what the officers tried to say to cover things up. So, yeah, those officers have been fired.
As they should. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be hired ever again. Like, how could you ever trust them on anybody else's police force?
All right, and CNN, their live debate is coming up for the Democratic primary debate that's going to be in Detroit. That's happening July 30th and 31st, and they have confirmed who will be participating in this live debate. Among those people participating, Marianne Williamson, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Bill de Blasio, Pete Buttigieg is participating, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Michael Bennett. Who else have we had up here?
It's all the Avengers.
Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren. Those people will all be participating. So
it's all the Avengers, okay? Just remember that when you're looking at the Avengers, there is no Captain
America. Andrew Yang.
Yes.
Will be up there. Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke. So make sure you guys check that out.
And when you watch those debates, just know, you know, there is no perfect candidate. There is no Captain America, okay? You need a Tony Starks. So when you watch these debates, you have to watch for the people that speak to your interests.
And don't complain about how there's nobody good, there's too many people running, and then you don't pay attention to what's going on. It's a perfect time. Even if you're not that involved, just at least watch the debate so you can get some type of feel and know what people are standing for and what their policies are and how they respond to each other.
Whatever happened to that young man that came up here?
Shut up. Everyone's record should be questioned.
What young man?
Shut up. Why do you do this? Shut up.
JC3. What happened to him, man?
Nothing. There's no guy. He came up here. He bought some bagels. That was it.
But he was running. He never made any of the stages.
No, he was not running.
He was running.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
And we never put that out.
Oh.
Joe Collins, he's a 13-year Navy veteran.
I'm going to tell you what happened to us.
He wanted to be the first millennial president.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell you what happened since Envy spilled the beans.
I didn't know.
There was a time. There was a time, especially early this year, when everybody was announcing that they were running for president. So you had a lot of people who were saying that they were running for president just to get booked on The Breakfast Club. And so this guy, who clearly works at a bagel shop, said that he was running for president, and he came up here with a bunch of bagels, and he finessed Envy and Angela in doing an interview with him.
You were here.
You was here, too.
I wasn't here.
And he bought some amazing bagels.
Wasn't those
bagels
amazing? But I do want to say, yes, he is running for president.
No, he's not.
It still says vote Collins 2020, and he has raised so far $257,000.
Yeah, we was on his page the other day just because we like to laugh.
I'm looking right now.
The guy has already switched to a Republican, all right?
He is a Republican.
Yes. Republican now?
He was Democrat when he was here, okay?
Are we sure he was a Democrat?
Yes. All right? And he's running for something else. What was he running for, Drum?
Congress in California
now. All right?
He got us. He got us.
He was the original bagel boss.
We got bagels.
We did get bagels out of it.
Those amazing bagels, too.
I hate this show.
Me, too. Why y'all tell me? I thought it was out. No? Okay.
We wouldn't embarrass ourselves like that.
Damn it, man. We should put it out just for fun now.
No.
All right, now.
You know you have to raise about $500 million to even run for office?
No.
That's the average.
Well, he's close then, right?
No. What's that? You don't have to raise.
Well, it says a successful
million.
Presidential candidate has to raise in the neighborhood of $500 million.
Well, Joe wouldn't get that. Those bagels weren't that.
The bagels weren't that great. Right.
They were.
I bet you the bagels
was pretty good. They were very soft. All right.
I'm not a bagel guy. I'm from the South. I'm a biscuit guy.
You're very flavorful.
I never did bagels. I still don't like. I'm a biscuit.
So when he goes to the South, he'll bring biscuits.
They bring biscuits for you.
All right, then we can have a conversation.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's take it serious.
Okay.
Have you ever been embarrassed outside of a club?
What?
Why is this serious?
Try to get into a club and they don't let you in and you get embarrassed. You do something.
Oh my God. I've been in situations where the way I am, if I walk up to the door and I don't get right in, I'm just going to slide off. I'm not going to be standing there arguing with anybody. You know who I am.
Right. Let's open up the phone lines.
I've seen it happen, though.
If you have to remind people of who you are, then you ain't nobody.
I would never do that.
800-585-1051. Have you ever been embarrassed walking into a club?
Where did this come from? Why did you just randomly start talking about this?
I'm going to tell you.
I ain't been to a club in years.
Well, we know you.
That's right.
Back in the day. remember when you threw the drink? Never mind.
You threw a drink to get in the club?
Well, he did
some worse. I was already in the club.
He's a basketball wife.
He was definitely a basketball wife. Now, this story comes from, I was watching Shade Room and 50 Cent's page, and Ja Rule, Irv, and BJ from Murder, Inc. were trying to get into a club, and it was an altercation outside. I showed you the video.
I know, I was going to act like I didn't see it.
I know, why
but
are
now,
you
since
like
you brought it up.
Okay. Where is this coming from?
Since you brought it up. God damn, Irv and Ja, y'all too old for that, my brothers. Like, come on, man. Between Irv, Ja, and BJ, that's a combined age of 150, all right? Like, between me and you, y'all look foolish, all right? If the doorman disrespected you, y'all have to clap back another way, because that's embarrassing. Especially in your hometown of New York, all right? And here's the thing about, you know, trying to get in the venue.
This guy said he didn't see it. Listen, what are you talking about?
About trying to get in the venue. The person that's supposed to get you in may not come to the door when you call, but he's always on time.
Shut up, man.
But 800-585-1051. See, I was trying to take it away from them. But have you ever been outside the club and you couldn't get in and you got embarrassed? What did you do? How did you handle it? Call us now.
I don't even remember. I never had those problems, I don't think.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about shout to Ja, Irv Gotti, and BJ.
Why are you going to shout them out?
They're still my peoples.
Why you talk about them?
Something. I love Irv. I love Ja. I love BJ. I love 50
you. Love BJ?
Shut up, man. All right? But no, I really do. All right?
We know.
But y'all too old for that, my brothers. Okay? Like, for real. Like, it's never that serious.
But what I want to know is who was at SOBs?
Who the hell was in SOBs that the ink wanted to get in so bad?
I don't know. Who was at SOBs last night?
Oh, my God.
I don't know the schedule.
I would say this. There was a couple of incidents at SOBs. And they probably were over capacity where they couldn't let anybody else in, or because of the past history with Murder, Inc. and the allegedly
stuff. What do you mean past history? That was 20 years ago.
Still.
Irv and Ja was out here getting people beat up and they was wilding still, like that was 20 years ago.
There might be some people that SOBs doesn't want to let in because of their recent incidents.
Man, none of the security had gray hair. They wasn't even around when Murder, Inc. was wilding out here in these clubs and in these streets like that, okay?
So the question is, 800-585-1051, have you been embarrassed outside of a club? But couldn't get in, and what did you do?
No.
That's happened to me before in my earlier days. Not anymore, but in my earlier days.
That's stepping you at the tunnel.
Oh, the tunnel, I would get there like 7 p.m. But
7 a.m. I was like, damn, you really want to get in?
But one time, they would not let me in the club. And it just so happened one of my DJ friends was DJing, so I called him and said, yo, cut the music. I said, cut the music off.
Now, hold on.
Cut the music off now.
Hold on.
They cut the music off now, and I was like, you ain't gonna let me in? Party over.
I just want to say, now I can see why they were upset, because I'm looking at what was happening at SOBs. It was a live TV taping featuring Murder, Inc.
Oh.
How are you going to not let them in?
So maybe that was all for the cameras then.
No, maybe that was all for the cameras. No, so it was a
live TV taping for Murder, Inc. What Murder, Inc. TV show?
What was they doing?
Growing up hip hop?
Yeah,
that could have been just for the cameras, bro. That could have been just for the camera.
No,
I don't think Irv and Ja would do that, though. I don't think Irv and Ja would pretend like that.
No.
It was a hip hop
showcase. Ja and Irv wouldn't play like that. They're not going to play like get themselves this where they can't get in their own spot. They're not going to do that.
If it was a taping for their own show and they couldn't get in, I can understand why they reacted in that
way. Now let's put it in perspective.
Yeah, but I still feel bad for BJ and Irv because they were breathing very hard and there was just some light pushing and shoving going on. So I would hate to see them actually get into a physical altercation. You got to remember, we all 40, bro. We 40 and up now. Like, our bodies ain't the same. All right? Back in the day when you could just snuff somebody and get into a little scuffle and then go home and you know, sleep good, those days are over.
See, Irv,
you might sleep for days after that, Irv.
Irv, John, BJ could have just cut the sound, yo, because I'm sure it was all the people inside, cut everything off. That's what they should have done.
Listen, I've never been a club guy. I've only been denied entry to one club that I can remember, and that was the 4040 Club. And that was years
ago.
Dress code? Was it dress code?
It was dress code.
I don't remember what it was.
They used to have a stupid dress code.
But they treat me with the utmost respect there now. And the only reason I got upset then was because I was supposed to be hosting a party for Corona. I believe it was a fight. It was a Floyd Mayweather fight or something that I was supposed to be hosting there. And I had invited people out. But it wasn't no thing because my homie Marty set us right up at another club. And I still got paid from Corona. Mm-hmm. So I didn't trip. Like, it's never that serious. If you tell me I can't get into your establishment, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. The only reason I got upset at all, I guess it's the same reason Ja and Irv got upset, is because you had business there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they was keeping you from handling your business.
It looks like they got in, though, because now I see video footage of Ja Rule, Charlie Baltimore, and Irv Gotti inside.
I don't want to be in the club now after I'm all huffing and puffing,
already,
tired.
I'm hot now.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
we done did all the pushing like and shoving at the out. Door. Now I got to go in here and catch my breath. It's hard to catch your breath in the club.
Hello, who's this?
What up, man? This is DJ King James, man. What's going on, Breakfast Club?
Hello,
what's up,
DJ bro? LeBron. How are you?
What up, Charlamagne? Hey, shout out to y'all, man. I check y'all out every chance I get.
You ever got embarrassed outside the club?
Hey, man. Envy, it was about 2006, I think. You and DJ Jelly came over to Hawaii, Club Volcanoes. I was trying my best to get there and get in. And we got to the front door, man, and they straight shut us down.
Why?
I mean, when I spit, it's a hard ticket. You know, it's very difficult to get in. You know, yeah. I would have to admit.
I don't know why they were shutting people down and kicking people back, but I was like right there at the door. But the crazy
damn, that
thing
sucks.
About
when
it,
you're right at the door?
Yeah, for real. But the crazy thing about it is, on the way walking back to the car, somebody dropped their lanyards. And we picked them up, and we got in the club.
Oh, there you go. Well, so you got it.
So you got there every break records.
I respect the hustle, man, but goddamn, stay in your struggle, you bum-ass peasant.
Hey,
that is disgusting.
Thanks,
that
bro.
Is disgusting. You
that
pick
sounds
up,
like a plan to me.
You want to get in the club that bad, and you pick up somebody's old laminate?
Yes.
It worked.
What's wrong with that?
In.
And he didn't have to pay?
Bro, it ain't never that serious.
That worked out.
He said an old laminate like it's an old condom.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's
somebody wore it. Somebody used it already and threw it on the ground.
It sounds like God's plan to me.
There you go. 800-585-1051. Have you ever got stuck outside a club, embarrassed? We didn't hear from Yee. When we come back, we're going to ask Yee's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about being embarrassed or stuck outside a club. This story comes from Ja Rule, Irv Gotti, and BJ. They were out the club outside of the SOBs, I guess, last night, and they couldn't get in. Now, why couldn't they get in, Yee?
I have no idea, but it was a Murder, Inc. showcase, so they should have been able to get in, and I think eventually they did end up going in, but I don't know what was going on outside.
All right, so Yee, have you ever been stuck embarrassed outside the club?
Let me tell you something. He's going to hate me for telling this story, but there was a time I was with Mike Kaiser.
Oh, yeah, Mike Kaiser wilds out.
And we were, and this is probably like over 10 years ago.
Either way, Mike was still too old to be acting like that. I haven't even heard the story.
Club.
But Mike is 70, so 10 years ago, he was still too old to be acting like that.
It was outside the Trump Soho hotel. They had
I
a club.
I see him. I was driving by, right on the side. I'll tell the story. I see them wilding out.
And the guy outside would not let us in. Like, it was no big deal to me because we just was right around the corner. So he was like, oh, let's just go into the little bar lounge area. And it was like, it did feel very racist because all these white people were just walking in. And, you know, clearly the guy didn't know who Kaiser was. And I stepped back when things like that happened because I'm not going to embarrass myself at the door. But he was going in. He was calling the guy a bozo, telling him he was going to get him fired.
How?
He was going crazy.
How you going to get him fired? Why didn't you just say, why didn't you just say he was John Sally?
He should have.
He could have said he was John Sally.
And Mike Kaiser car wasn't working at the Trump Soho, but John Sally might have got in, Kai.
I don't know.
Can I see that video, please?
We ended up having to walk away. And I thought it was hilarious because things like that are very funny to me, but yes.
Hello.
But it's bad when you got to argue with security. And
yes, man. It's never that serious.
Jessica Rosenblum, she deaded me a couple of times. She's a big promoter
in
New
York.
That's
my girl.
She deaded. Black Diamonds, I don't know if you remember that crew. They used to do parties all the time. They deaded me a couple of times.
Those are my people. AJ Calloway was part of Black Diamonds.
Yeah, AJ deaded me a couple of times. I hated all of them, man. Anyway.
I thank God I've never been a big club guy. This is embarrassing. I feel sorry for you.
You didn't grow up in New York, though. So it was big.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ed.
Ed, where'd you get deaded at, bro, and what happened?
Man, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, though. Man, I'm in Miami over the weekend for my friend's birthday, man. And I'm at Club Live, got the table reserved or whatever,
damn.
But I got shorts on.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You know better than that.
I figured that, but, man, I just got married 3 years ago. I ain't been out. I ain't been doing stuff. And it's in Miami, hot as I don't know what.
Oh, my God. You know you can't wear no shorts in the club?
Should have asked for Phil, a headliner.
Hey, man, it was a crazy, but I went to Walmart, though, and got me some Dickies and got in live on Sunday, boy.
Okay.
So, I mean,
oh, so you made it in.
He put on some Dickies.
He found some quick Dickies.
I still wouldn't let you in with no Dickies on unless you was coming to fix the toilet.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cece.
Hey, Cece. We're talking about a time you got deaded outside the club.
Yes, well, Envy, you probably know this club. It's in Queens. It's called Mercedes on Jamaica. It was called Mercedes on Jamaica Avenue.
You got deaded from Mercedes? Everybody gets in Mercedes.
Let me explain. So we was going to the Lost Boys release party, and with us, and she talked like a little kid. Her voice is like crazy. But we were like 18, so they was going to let us in. But because of her, they were like, nope.
Mercedes, what year was this?
Was
if you
young.
Talk to Lost Boys, that had to be like, what, 93, 94?
No, it was like 97.
97. And you still kept that with you, huh?
Yeah, we talk about it to this day because that's so funny.
You still think about that embarrassment. You wanted to see Mr. Cheek so bad.
And girls usually get in the club.
You said what?
I said girls usually get in the club, too. Like, it's easier for us to get
well,
in?
Well, we was underage.
Oh, okay.
We had ID, but because of her, they were like, no, we really can't let you guys in, because they was going to let us in. Once she talked, it was a wrap.
Damn it, man. Well, thank you, mama.
Sometimes with guys, you have to bring girls in the club to get in. They'll be like, each guy got to bring two girls to get in. Remember those days?
We might have did that before, like, because there's a bunch of us that couldn't get in. We see girls like,
random girls, like, can I come in with you?
Can I come in with you? Damn, I was so lame back in the day. Damn it, man.
Back in the day.
Shut up. 800-585-1051. We're talking being embarrassed outside the club. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about being embarrassed outside of a club. You can't get in. And what do you do in that situation? This story comes from Ja Rule. Irv Gotti and BJ, they were trying to get into SOBs, which was their event.
BJ is Ja and Irv's guy. It's all the ink, basically.
All the murder ink.
Salute to the ink. Drop on the clues bonds for the ink.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't get in. They were arguing. It's all over social media. So we're just asking, in that situation, has that happened to you, and what do you do? Mm. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Rico on the line. Rico, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rico. Now, you got denied outside of a club, bro?
I don't know if anyone filled you in, but back when I worked at a car dealership, I was the person that checked everyone's credits. I was one of the finance people.
Okay.
And I don't ever really meet any of my clients that get denied unless they want to ask me reasons, you know, what denied them on their credit history. Well, I guess the one guy recently denied was the doorman to a club.
Whoa.
No idea who he was whatsoever. And the reason he knew me is the person he was dealing with was like, well, that's our finance manager there if you want to talk to him. I guess he just stared me down and said, no, it's okay. I remember his face.
Damn.
So I went to a club one night, never met this man before, and handed him my ID. And he looked at my ID and looked at me, and he goes, no, man, I'm not going to let you in.
Damn.
I'm 24 years old. I'm pretty damn well old enough to get into every club around here. I had my cash in hand, ready for the door. I asked him why, and he goes, well, maybe next time you'll think about giving me a car or not.
Damn.
Well, that's what you get. You never know who is who.
Damn.
All right? You should have showed that man respect when you worked at the car lot.
Yeah, you should have helped him out, man.
Whoa. It's not my fault.
No. You know what real character is? True. You can tell the true character of a person when they based on how they treat people that can't do nothing for them. You treated that man badly when you was in a position
it wasn't
of power.
His fault.
Whoa. He gave it right back to you.
I'd rather get denied access to the club than get denied access to a car.
Right? I don't mind getting denied at a club. Guess what? I'm still riding in a new car. You're riding in a 97 Toyota.
That's what you said to him, huh? Yeah. That's what you said to him. I know that's what you said to him when you was walking off. I know your type, sir.
I got flavorful.
Listen, man, I can't lie. I was pretty smart on my way out, but it's not my job to keep your credit up. I ain't.
Hey, you tell him.
I was pretty stern with him. Thank you, brother.
Your low credit score ass?
Low credit score.
Yeah, why do people talk to the security like that as if that's going to make the security let them in?
Right. People be like, I make more in one day than you make in a month.
I've definitely done that before.
I know you have, Envy.
I've definitely done that before.
The problem with Envy is it's not that he can't get in, it's that he don't want to wait not even 1 minute.
Sometimes.
Like, if you tell Envy, hold on 1 second, let me check the list.
No,
you know what? I'm not even coming in here. It's shut down.
I've changed before. Hello, who's this?
What's up? DJ Dallas from Detroit. What's going on?
DJ Dallas, what's up, man? You got denied a club before?
Yeah, man. So my partner, me and him, was DJing this big party. Long line. So I go outside to the truck to go pick up something, you know, we forgot.
No.
When I go to try to get back in, they denied me. So I'm like, yo, I'm the DJ. Like, how you gonna deny the DJ? So I'm like, all right, bet. I got you. Hold on. I called my partner who's DJing. I told him to cut the music off.
See, I'm not the only one. Uh-huh. I've done that before. No, if I can't get in, nobody parties.
Right. Cut the music off, man. It's over. So they end up, he's like, what's going on? The promoter come outside. Like, yo, that's the DJ. Let him in.
Did they let you in finally?
Oh, yeah, they let me in.
Congratulations.
I'll shut this whole party down. Did you talk spicy? Like, I'll shut this whole party down.
Yeah, man. Let me get a bottle or something. They gave me a shot. They gave me a bottle. I got it.
You got a shot.
You know how much they must not respect you for you to ask for a bottle and they send you a shot? My God. Let me get a bottle. Here's a
damn
shot.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, the moral of the story is this is a great convo that Irv and Josh started, but the moral, and we can keep the moral between me and you, but acting like that because you don't get in the club, you look
foolish. And if the doorman disrespected you, you have to clap back in another way, because that's embarrassing, especially in your hometown of New York, New York. All right. So the moral of the story is, when you call a promoter to let you in, he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. And if I'm the promoter who was supposed to get you in, but I didn't, don't blame security. Put it on me.
You should have said it's between me and you. That's what you just said. You shouldn't have taped it. It's just between me and you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doormen, right. Doormen have it rough, boy. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, because they just...
People be going at them all day.
Yeah, they're just a conduit. If I'm the promoter and I tell the doorman, don't let such and such in, it ain't the doorman's fault. You know what I'm saying? Doorman's each high nerve. Like, yo, man, Curtis Jackson said y'all can't come in. This party is sponsored by Bella Lamuche. What's it called?
Just call it the King Champagne.
The King Champagne.
There you go.
What about... Yeah, this is a mess.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Well, let's talk about ASAP Rocky. Find out how Kim Kardashian is potentially stepping in now, but it looks like they might be detaining him for even longer.
Damn it, man. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Hey, y'all dressing up to go see Lion King? Y'all gonna dress up like y'all did Black Panther? I'm just talking to the people out there.
I'm not.
Y'all rocking dashikis and stuff like that, and silks and linens?
I didn't think about it, but if my wife would have thought about it earlier, she would have all had us in matching ones, but
man,
I'm sure she didn't think
I'm
about it.
I'm sure.
She has time.
I'm sure that Gia has a matching African outfit in the closet somewhere. Okay.
That we can put on.
I'm sure.
I'm sure she got one too. Yeah.
All right. Don't act like y'all just go to the store and pick those up the day of. All right. Y'all got years planned in advance, right, of matching outfits for every occasion.
Probably.
All right. Lion King premiere. All right. Got you. We got the sheikis.
My good. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nas.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Nas's The Lost Tapes 2 is now out. 16 songs. These were all previously recorded. Some of them for sessions for Hip Hop is Dead, Untitled, Life is Good, and Nasir. He said some of the songs are 10 years old, 12 years old. Some of them are a year and a half ago. He's not revealing when these songs were made, but that album is out right now. Here's a little preview of one song for you, the Jero of Rap.
Rana, 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 melody, rana, 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 harmony, rana, 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 melody, melody, harmony, melody, melody. Everybody's not gonna get you, but keep going. I be cruising 40,000 feet like I'm a Boeing. Doubting me, they said I would have no longevity. Instead, I'm steadily rapping these fundamentals. I assemble these sentences, cause someone said I've been unadventurous. I've been uninterested. Learning life is what matters. Chill, I'm the humble brag. I can son a rapper. Every one of you rappers, vomit notes. I be running you rappers. Adios, I don't see none of you rappers. All of y'all under me rappers. I need the golf. Need the day to relax, get a massage. Al Jarreau on the track, Al Jarreau a rap.
Al Jarreau produce it?
He's on the track.
Oh.
So Swizz Beatz, Al Jarreau is on the album. Production by Kanye, Pharrell, No ID, Pete Rock, Hit Boy. Frank Ocean has a writing credit also. And he did confirm that the third and fourth installments of The Lost Tapes are on the way also.
I got to hear the project, and I got to hear that song in full, because that little clip I heard just now, that sounded like that one could have stayed lost.
All right, now let's talk about YG. Remember, there was a shooting that happened, which involved an SUV that was registered to YG.
Well,
YG
somebody got
was
killed,
not
right?
On the scene, yes. An innocent bystander got killed, and one deputy was shot.
Recently?
Yeah. This happened on July 3rd in Compton.
Yikes.
So, law enforcement sources have showed up and raided a home that is also a house in connection to that shooting. They said the house is leased by YG, but he was not there. He was not detained or arrested, and he was not present during the raid. So just giving you updates. Four men were handcuffed at the scene and placed in patrol cars, and they did recover a weapon, and one person was arrested for a weapons charge. But they don't know if that was the gun that was used in that shooting. All right, Lamar Odom. He did a post about owning his own story. He said, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. So Lamar Odom has joined Mic Drop, which is going to help him tell his own story. And he put up a post. As human beings, we often don't realize that we are unconsciously following in the footsteps of our parents. They have been our school of life until adulthood and beyond. Mm-hmm. I feel that we are living in a world that, for many of us, is an emotionally unhealthy world filled with baggage from our past that we often never think about, a world of unconsciousness. So we said we are not even aware of this until conflict knocks down our doors. So they reached out to Mic Drop. His team reached out to them. And that's how he's going to communicate and be able to talk and tell his story and share that.
Yeah, he's right about the parents. And, you know, parents teach you what to do and what not to do. You know, sometimes you can just observe, you know, different moves that your parents have made, and it'll make you not want to do those things. I love my father, but, you know, it's parts of him that I don't want to be like at all.
He said, together with my daughter Destiny and the mother of my children, Liza Morales, I'm going to use this opportunity to connect to my children and break the cycle of my past.
Right.
All three of us have been through extreme difficulties individually and as a family that we have not spoken about. And Destiny and Liza Morales were up here on The Breakfast Club. So you guys can also check out that interview.
I keep saying it. I think we're the first generation of black people who actually have the luxury of healing, who actually have the luxury of breaking some of those cycles, because we're not just out here scratching and surviving. We're thriving. Our parents were really just trying to survive and keep food on the table, so they didn't have the luxury of healing like we do. Because it is a luxury.
I agree.
Don't get it twisted.
I definitely agree.
Mindfulness is expensive.
Now, according to reports, A$AP Rocky has gotten moved to a better living condition, a living space, while he's in jail in Sweden. He's been there for more than 2 weeks after he got into that street fight with two men who had been harassing him, bothering him, following him and his entourage. And they said his conditions at the detention center were inhumane. So now he has been moved to better living conditions. Now, they don't know if the facility's different, but they said at least he's on a different floor and it's better surroundings. So apparently Kim Kardashian has reached out to Donald Trump. She posted, "Thank you, Donald Trump." She also thanked Jared Kushner and everyone involved with the efforts to free A$AP Rocky and his two friends. Your commitment to justice reform is so appreciated, is what she posted. But he's still not out, and it looks like they're trying to detain him for another week as well. So,
hey, you can't be mad at her doing the work.
My
homeboy was locked up in Sweden, and he said that, you know, the first few days they keep you in, like, some bad conditions, but then they move you into a better place. I actually just sent y'all a picture, because he sent me a picture of the
conditions
that he was standing, yeah. He was locked up in Sweden for fighting earlier this year. My man, Alex.
All right, well, A$AP Rocky, in the meantime, is being deemed a flight risk by authorities in Sweden, so that's why he's...
Wait a minute. This is where he was locked up at?
Who?
Your man in Sweden.
Yeah.
It's got a yoga mat in it. This is not
He got a TV, too.
This is not the bad condition one.
A$AP Rocky's been sleeping on
a yoga
mat.
No, I said that was the bad
mat.
Condition. I said that's the one they put you in after a few days.
Oh, I see a yoga mat. I see a teddy bear.
Got a TV.
I'm like, slippers. I'm like,
but then you see the guy, you see him laying in the bed with the green overalls on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All
right. And by the way, you goddamn right I'm a flight risk. I ain't from here. I can't wait to get the hell up out of Sweden. Why the hell would I stick around in Sweden?
I'm gone.
What you mean, am I a flight risk?
But if they take your passport, what can you
do? Give me my passport back. I don't live here. I need to get back home to my family, and I need to make money. I can't live here in Sweden. I got no means of making income here. Yes, I'm a flight risk.
All right. Well, the ambassador for Sweden is saying that black people shouldn't be scared to come to Sweden. Even though everybody's like, listen, we ain't going to Sweden no more.
Nope.
And we've seen Quavo talk about how he was detained as well. Well, almost got arrested. And fortunately, he managed to get away. But they're trying to say, look, don't be scared to come here. And they said that A$AP Rocky's crime was more serious. From what we saw, it didn't look that serious. But I'm just saying he was being harassed.
He was being harassed.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Four after the hour, we will talk about how the fragile male ego never, ever, ever seems to mature sometimes.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, July 19th goes to a 77-year-old senior citizen named Albert Flick. Now, Albert spent decades in prison for fatally stabbing his wife. Now, guys, girls, should people like this get a second chance at life?
Somebody who killed their wife?
Yeah.
No. No way.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one either. Like, this is something that has to be discussed on a case-by-case basis for me, because that person you killed will never get a second chance at life, and that's your wife. Like, your wife is dead forever. And I tell people all the time, don't make permanent decisions based off temporary feelings. And someone being dead is indeed a permanent decision. So I'm not sure people like that deserve a second chance at life. Like, you kill someone just because, you know, like, just because, you know? Well, you know, either you die or you get life in prison when you do stuff like that. In the words of Beyonce, stay in your struggle, all right? You killed your wife, the woman you gave vows to, all right? How does tell death do you part work when you're the one who killed her? Now, Albert was freed in 2004, even though it was recommended he gets a longer sentence. But the judge said Albert wouldn't be a threat because of his age, 77, and it didn't make sense to keep him locked up. Well, whoever wanted to keep Albert Flick in jail was right, and this judge was wrong, because apparently there is no age limit on being a psychopath. Let's go to WMTW ABC8 for the report, please.
For the second time in 40 years, Albert Flick has been found guilty of killing a woman in front of children.
In a fast-moving trial, the jury came back in less than an hour with a guilty verdict. Flick is convicted of stabbing Kimberly Dobie at least 11 times in front of a Lewiston laundromat last summer. Prosecutors argued Flick was fixated on Dobie, but she didn't return the attention. The 77-year-old Flick was convicted of stabbing his wife to death in 1979 with her daughter looking on. He spent 2 decades in prison for that murder. When asked if he should have ever been allowed out, given his violent history, prosecutors acknowledged times have changed.
The prosecution plans to ask for a life sentence for Flick. He'll be sentenced early next month.
Now, that's the part I forgot to tell you. He killed his wife in front of her daughter and killed this woman in front of her kids.
Twins.
Yeah. I'm reading this article in the New York Post, and it says Albert became infatuated with the young lady. I think he pronounced it Dobby. Said he started stalking her and dining at the homeless shelter where she was staying. How do you dine at a homeless shelter?
It's
a sidebar. But I'm saying, why do they make the homeless shelter sound like Prime 112? Like, they make the homeless shelter sound like Mr. Childs or Komodo in Miami. He was stalking her and dining at the homeless shelter. Like, nobody at the homeless shelter wondered who the new creepy old guy was that was coming there every day for this soup and turkey bake? Like, every day? His motive for killing the woman was because he knew she was planning on skipping town and thought to himself, if I can't have her, I will kill her. So he went to Walmart and bought a pair of knives and then attacked Dobby in broad daylight in front of a laundromat, piercing her heart and lungs. And it was all caught on surveillance footage, and her 11-year-old twin sons witnessed the murder.
So sad.
Another quick sidebar. It is sad. And, you know, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, and I'm not trying to put no pressure on any 11-year-olds out there to be heroes, but two 11-year-old sons, shouldn't they be able to take a 77-year-old man? Am I putting too much pressure on the kids?
Yeah, it's a little too much pressure. They probably didn't know what to do. They probably were scared.
I'm sure they had no idea that was about to happen.
Some old grandpa coming around with a knife, you don't know. You know, yeah, I guess it would scare you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm putting too much pressure on the kids. Yeah, the trauma those young men will have to deal with for the rest of their lives after witnessing that. You know, this story is a prime example of why you're never too old to have a fragile male ego. Now, Albert Flick has been found guilty, and he will be sentenced to life in jail in August. At his age, he will probably do about 5 more years. That's life for him. So I have nothing else to say about this other than the fact you have ruined it for people who want a second chance. You serve as an example as to why people can say some people shouldn't get a second chance. All right, this story serves as proof that sometimes giving a person a second chance is like providing someone with another bullet after they miss shooting you the first time. Please let Remy Ma give Albert Flick the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. You dumb.
I'm really conflicted about this one, man. I don't know. It's certain crimes that you can commit, like you kill your wife in front of her daughter. Mm. I think you got to just stay in your struggle for the rest of your life.
You should have never been let out.
My man.
Never been let out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. I guess this is Freaky Friday, right? It's Friday, so you know what that means!
It's Freaky Friday!
So the question is 800-585-1051. Hey. Ladies, have you ever given your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Let's talk about it. Now, back in my day, you know what I'm saying?
You gave your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
This isn't a question for you.
What did you do with your vagina, boo?
Could you shut up and let me finish?
How is this about you? It's about vaginas.
Back in my day,
he's talking.
I used to have a management company called PPM, and it was Proper Poom Poom Management.
He didn't say it. He almost said it.
Proper Poom Poom.
Goodness gracious.
Proper Poom Poom Management.
Correct.
And it was just to encourage young ladies to properly manage their vaginas. That's all. Because it is a lot of mismanagement of vagina going on out here in these streets.
I get it.
Always has been, always will be. And we want to keep ladies from mismanaging their vaginas. You know what I'm saying? Just out here handing that poom poom over to all of these trash ass dudes.
And since you're familiar, you have, and you know what to do. Now, it came from April Jones, who's from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about giving her vagina to Lil Fizz.
But I'm not opposed to f***ing him, is that what you mean to say? Well, I mean, I'm not. A bitch needs some d***, and I'd rather give it to a person that's my friend as opposed to someone who's just a guy that I'm knowing. He's deserving of the p***.
Man.
Let's just be really honest. If I decide to give it to him one day, I would be proud of that because I have given guys my vagina that don't deserve it.
Man.
He deserves it. I deserve it, hell.
Wow. That's one of Clues Bomb for April Jones. I just like the honesty in that statement, you know, acknowledging the fact that you have indeed mismanaged your vagina, but also the wording of saying, I gave my vagina to someone who deserved it. It doesn't feel good to be worthy of someone's vagina to deserve it?
Not when he's in my group. That's in my group, B2K.
I need a girl. B2K?
No, see,
tell me some Chris Stokes stories. I want it. It's a true.
See, you play too much.
Look at y'all assessing these women's situations.
800-585-1051. Now, ye.
What?
Have you ever given your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Have you ever mismanaged your vagina?
Yeah, and I think that's all part of becoming an adult. Because when I was younger, I definitely had some bum penis. But as you get older, you're like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm no longer going to frivolously just lay down with people that don't really deserve it.
It's like running a business, right? When you first start running a business, you may not manage it correctly, but as you grow into your business, you become a better manager, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun times, though. I'm not going to lie. But now that I'm older, I've been in a relationship for like 5 years. It's, you know, I don't even have to worry about that anymore. But it's still good times, and I don't look at any of that as a mistake. It's just things that you learn from. Sometimes there's red flags. Sometimes people don't really do things that are worthy of you being able to even just give it to them.
They don't deserve that vagina.
Right.
All right. Well,
let's open up the phone, man.
585-1051.
I'm here for these confessions, these stories. I want y'all ladies to get this off your chest this morning.
Do you men value your penises?
Yes.
Yes, but we're talking about women right now.
You struggled a little with that.
I value it now.
More now than we did before.
Y'all don't care.
Yeah, when I was young, I was a wild boy. All right?
800-585-1051.
Yes.
I got a crackhead or two on my stop body count.
This guy's crazy. Ladies, have you ever given your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it? You knocked off a
y'all know. Listen, couple. I told that story before.
No, you said you got a BJ, but not... You slept with a crackhead?
I don't remember. That's the past.
This guy.
I didn't stay in that struggle.
Why didn't you deserve it?
She wasn't worth it.
She wasn't worth it. You wasn't worth it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about valuing your vagina.
That's right.
Now, this comes from April Jones, who was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and this is what she said.
But I'm not opposed to f***ing him, is that what you mean to say? I mean, I'm not. A bitch needs some d***, and I'd rather give it to a person that's my friend as opposed to someone who's just a guy that I'm knowing. He's deserving of the f***ing. Let's just be really honest. If I decide to give it to him one day, I would be proud of that because I have given guys my vagina that don't deserve it. He deserves it. I deserve it, hell.
So we're asking... Oh, I got to start
this
the right way.
We forgot, yes.
Let's do it the right way. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now let's go right to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're asking, ladies, have you ever gave to your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Let's
Who's
talk
this?
About this mismanagement of the poom-poom.
Randy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You gave your vagina away to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Randy, you a grown-ass man.
We're not talking to fellas right
Why
now.
Why did you hang about you? You just hung up on him.
Yes, we're talking.
Y'all are doing the most talking, though.
To Shari.
Hello.
Hey, you gave your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Yes. Oh, my God. I gave it to this guy, and I ended up having a whole kid with him.
A whole kid, not a half.
I love the kid. I love my son to death. However, I just regret that I got to deal with this man for the rest of my life.
Now, why? Now, at what point did you realize you was mismanaging your vagina? What happened?
When I think that when I gave birth to the kid and I turned around and looked at him, I was like,
So it was nothing that did. It was just the way he looked.
What's so bad?
You know what? It's just the whole aura. I wish the aura was there when I originally happened. It was just once the kid came into the world, it was a whole new person. I was so disgusted.
He's a bum.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
Man, you gotta stay with that bum for 18 years,
that's right.
But, you know what? When you bless, no bum shall prosper.
That's right.
You.
Yeah, don't call him a bum now because he wasn't no bum when you was letting him hit raw. All right.
Oh, right. That one night. Everything was great that one night.
That one
yeah,
night.
This one Sorry. Night of raw
that
sex.
That night was perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Lachey.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about mismanaging your vagina. You ever gave your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Of course. You know them nights when you're in the club and you're with your girls and then you see that dude with the fine tans and he buying drinks and stuff. And you know what I'm saying? He's looking good. He's smelling good and everything. And even when the lights come on, you're like, okay, I'm riding with him.
It's not
when you
bad.
Find out in the morning, he ain't got no car. He ain't got no job. He ain't doing nothing. Got a bunch of kids he don't take care of. I think every girl done been there before. Yeah,
how was you riding with him with no car?
The train.
He was in my car, of course.
Oh, so he was riding with you.
And you was driving drunk.
Yeah, of course. I'm like, oh, yeah, you riding with me? Let's go. You know, when you drunk, everything on you.
But let me ask you a question. You said you turned the lights on, he looked good. So how many times have you turned the lights on and the person didn't look too good?
Oh, that happens every once in a while. You know, when you're attractive, you don't really attract too many ugly people. But it happens once in a while.
You know what, dog? The reason I'm not mad at you is because you hear guys all the time talk about, oh, I was drunk, man. That's why I slept with her, yada, yada, yada. I didn't know that happens to women, too.
What?
Hell yeah.
Are you crazy? Why do you think he was buying her drinks?
Okay, and they spend a lot of cash to make you feel all good, mm-hmm. all booed up with you in the club, especially if you're just getting over an ex. Oh, yeah, he getting some.
I wish you would tell me that you mismanage your vagina just because I'm ugly, all right? I would
you
tell
have
you.
Some money if you ugly.
Well, guess
Whoa.
What? You can't un-f*** him.
Goodness.
You hear that? You hear me? Do you hear me? You all can't un-f*** me.
All right. God, you're taking it so personal. It must have happened to you before. 800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever, you know what, when we come back, I want you to tell a story, Yee.
What?
Of your friend that wouldn't let Charlamagne upstairs.
First of all, we don't have to tell this story because black men don't cheat. And
this was a long time ago.
I am no longer that guy anymore. No need to rehash that tale.
Ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure a lot of people have regrets with old face Charlamagne.
Listen, you might be right. Okay, but guess what?
Like, what was I doing? That was mismanagement.
But guess what? You can't unf*** me.
All right. 800-585-1051. Ladies, have you ever gave your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Call and let's not act like having sex with a New York Times best-selling author isn't a great thing.
You wasn't that before.
Yeah, you
but you can say that. You can say that now.
Old face Charlamagne. Like, what was I thinking?
Like that one time you left blood on my mattress up here.
I don't know why y'all bringing all this stuff up on a Friday.
Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, ladies, have you ever given somebody a vagina that didn't deserve it? That is the question, all right?
Proper poom-poom management is what we're
And ladies, don't be ashamed. It's all part of us coming into our womanhood.
Let's do it the right way. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Now, remember a story that you told me one time that a young lady was with Charlamagne, and she thought that he was so, I guess, not handsome or
that
ugly,
is not true.
That she would not let him upstairs in the apartment and would leave him in the car.
That is not true. Let me tell you something. I ain't never had a problem getting no women. All right? Ever
he
in
said,
my
can
life.
I use the bathroom? She was like, no.
That is not that is not what happened. What happened was I was being a good Samaritan, dropping one of Yee's friends off at home. Uh-huh. And when I was dropping her off, Yee's friend came on to me.
Oh, really?
All right? Okay? Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to do anything with this young lady. I was just dropping her off home.
Is that the same young lady that you...
different story.
That ain't true.
Charlamagne said, okay. I ain't got money for a hotel, but Envy got a mattress at the
that
station.
That young lady jumped on me in that car and, you know, took advantage of me.
Oh, really?
All right?
She said he wanted to come upstairs and I didn't want him to do all that.
Because who's sleeping, who having sex in cars in New York City?
So what happened up here on the mattress?
Listen, I don't know why. First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm embarrassed by all of this stuff because that was the old
there
me.
There was blood on my
Listen,
mattress.
That was the old me. I was a
was
wild
that your
boy.
Blood or her blood?
Listen, I was a wild boy. I was a disgusting human being, as most guys were. Okay? That ain't me no more. It hasn't been me in a decade
I
or
respect
better.
That.
That was his blood. She said, look at the blood under my finger.
Listen, hey, man. I don't know how this turned on me, but listen. One day we'll have a conversation about mismanagement of the penis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's not today.
That's not today. Today's about mismanagement of the vagina.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Man, this T-Bone, man. Representing Fifth Ward, Houston, Texas. What's up?
T-Bone, you got a vagina, bro?
Bro, let's check this out, though, bro. I got a hold of some vagina I felt I did not deserve.
Oh, my gosh. He got a hold of some. How did this happen?
Oh, man. So, you know, just a get-together, casual get-together, you know what I'm saying? And... it things start in and out. She the only one left, you know.
So you're
she cute though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up hooking up for the night.
You're encouraging
bro, bro, tell me why this girl at my job. At the she finding me at the
Hold on, bro, hold on. We're talking to women, right?
Okay.
But you hold on 1 second. Now, Charlamagne's behind the scenes, and all I hear is, you're encouraging me to lick something?
No.
Did I hear that? I heard that, too.
I'm on my way.
What's happening?
That was my godfather, Elvis Duran. Drop on the clues bombs with Elvis Duran.
Oh, okay.
And Elvis
you're
Duran.
Encouraging me to lick something.
Doesn't he have a show going on
exactly.
right now, too?
Elvis calls me to say, hey, I'm on air right now, but I just want you to know we got ice cream down here.
No. So I said,
are you encouraging me to come lick something? That's what I said to Elvis.
He must have said yes. And Charlamagne goes,
all I know is we were
way.
Talking about vaginas. The next thing I know, he's
this
going
guy,
to lick something.
That was crazy.
You a kinky man. You a kinky guy. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, have you ever given your vagina to somebody who didn't deserve it?
Listen, I did, but you want to know why? It's because I deserved it.
Okay.
You feel me? Yes, that's like a great
get
answer.
Yours, girl. Get yours.
Whatever you got to say yes, to make yourself exactly. feel better.
No, you got to get yours. Sometimes it's like that.
Better. Yeah, because like these are wack as like this generation, like I you can't trust no one. But like literally, I got to, you know, satisfy myself.
Now, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? That's why we trying to raise these kings to be better than we were. You know what I mean? Black men don't cheat, you know? Because I always say you can't mismanage your vagina unless you got a trash-ass dude to mismanagement with. So if we start raising our young men better, then there'll be less trash-ass dudes.
Armani.
Hi.
Hey, you gave your vagina to somebody that didn't deserve it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was like my first ever time, my first boyfriend. We were dating for like 3 months, and the night that we had sex was also the last time I saw him.
Whoa.
Why, he
just
died?
Dipped out on you?
He died.
Yeah.
He died?
He died?
No, he didn't die. He decided to go to Vegas and have the time of his life with his boys and never hit me back up when he came back.
So what are you saying?
Okay,
he
so
went
he
to
died
Vegas?
In your mind.
He died in my heart.
So what happened? Did he go to Vegas and turn gay?
No, I guess he just wanted to hit it and quit it, I guess.
Oh, because you said he had the time of his life with his boys. I was like, is this like a Black Mirror Striking Viper episode?
Damn.
No.
Well, thank you
all
for
right,
calling.
Well,
you sound depressed.
She is depressed.
You sound like you crapped out at the tables in Vegas.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Whatever, right?
But what's the moral of the story, Charlamagne?
Well, you know, the moral of the story for me, you know, ladies, I would just like to talk to you real quick about the definition of poverty in three levels. Number one, poverty is the state of your mind. Two, poverty is the state of your spirit. Three, poverty is poom-poom mismanagement. So I'm saying all that to say you have a poor poom-poom. Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, Charlamagne got to run because he got to go lick something. He'll be right there. And you, we got rumors on the way?
Elvis invited us for ice cream. Did I tell
you? No, he invited you. He said he wanted you to come lick something.
No, he said y'all.
Well, we are going to talk about Wendy Williams because she had Andy Cohen on her show, and we'll tell you who is threatening to expose Wendy.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, everybody's beefing today because it is Friday. Now, this all started with Irv. We talked about this morning. Irv Gotti, Ja Rule. They were outside of a club, SOBs, and looks like there were some issues getting in. I know they were filming for Growing Up Hip Hop, the show that they're on, so mm-hmm. I'm sure it had something to do with filming for the show. Now, there was a little bit of commotion as they tried to get inside. Now, of course, 50 Cent caught wind of this and posted the video and said, man, damn, why y'all won't let us in? 50 told y'all not to let us in, LOL.
Yo, somebody hold my shirt. When you want somebody to hold you back and they don't, let me take my shirt off because I'm going to do nothing.
50 stupid, Ja just man. Wanted to see if he still got it. Ja be in the gym, probably hasn't been in a scuffle in a minute. Ja, you know, he just wanted to see if he still got it. He should have taken his shirt off and said, are you ready? Guess not.
All right. Well, Ja Rule has responded to 50 Cent on his social media page, too. And he put up a picture of a rat. And he said, Curtis, is that you? Of all people, you know what it feel like to get your ass whooped by me. My N-word. Scared for your life, ass N-word. Oh, I know this paperwork is fake, too. I challenge any blog, any news outlet. See if those officers on this paperwork exist. Find them. Interview them. 50, you pee sitting down. Bitch ass.
Guys, have y'all had breakfast yet? No. I mean, come on, Ja and Fifth.
Nope.
Listen, Ja, 50, and Irv going to be in wheelchairs beefing with each other.
Yes, they're going to be kicking each other wheelchair.
They do that
over.
Old face challenge.
Man. You know how you always see rappers make up 20 years later? That's never happening with these guys. Never. But I understand both sides, and I especially understand 50 position on this, because if you try to kill me a couple times, we ain't going to ever be cool.
Never.
Ever in life.
They're going to hit each other with kings.
I'm telling you.
It's going to be all bad.
All right, now here's some more beef that's going on. Wendy Williams. And Tokyo Tony. Tokyo Tony is not very happy with Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams said this on The Wendy Show.
China has always had a really, really messed up relationship with her mother. And in my opinion, I said, I think your mother is more concerned about the spotlight than she is about you. And then China reminded me of a story that she told me in the mansion. You know, Tokyo Tony used to be a stripper. And China says that Tony got pregnant after a one-night stand. So you know how sometimes there's some women who look at the kids in a weird way because they don't like the father or the circumstance? I'm not a psychiatrist, but I am Ask Wendy, so I do know some things.
Now, of course, Tokyo Toni went on her Instagram Live and took some shots at Wendy. Here's what she said.
Wendy, I'm going to tell you this. Don't mention my mother's name again, or I'm going to talk about your because, yes, my dear, we had great conversation. And I had nothing to do but listen. So don't f*** with me. Do you understand me, babe?
Now, furthermore, she said that Wendy was so... She said, Wendy is so gone. When I see her, I'ma knock her face off. When I see you, bitch, I'ma get a charge. I'ma bust your ass. You said I cried when I walked in. You was sniffing coke. And she said, eyes big, you hug me because I ain't no sucker.
Now, Wendy better be careful of that because she screeched a little different than when you was roaming around 30, 40 years ago.
Tokyo Tony, right? But she bad. She popped up on Charlamagne.
She didn't pop up on me for no beef. Tokyo Tony popped up on me because she just wanted to meet me.
I didn't say beef. I just said she popped up on you. That's all.
Which was still weird to me.
She will pull up. She pulled up
like
on Charlamagne.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago. I'll never forget that. They called from downstairs and they was like, there's a Tokyo Tony down here for you. She said she's Black China's mama. I was like, Black China got a mom?
You didn't know she had a mom?
She didn't know she had a mom,
bro.
She knows she has a mom.
I know, but that's how I felt at the time.
No.
Okay. Well, Iggy Azalea's album is out today. Are you guys excited? In My Defense. It's her second album, and she had a little
Oh, that's the name of the album, In My Defense.
Yes, In My Defense.
I thought you was, like, defending the fact that you was promoting Iggy Azalea's second album.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Like, In My Defense.
Now, the cover of the album is blood-soaked, and she said it's a statement about women not having the ability to defend themselves under public gaze, and that was the inspiration. If you have Revolt TV...
Say what you want. I'm listening to Iggy Azalea's album, all right? I'm not listening to it before the Lion King soundtrack, and I'm not listening to it before Nas Lost Tapes, but at some point, I'm going to get the Iggy Azalea second album. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
That was your girl,
drop on the Clues Bonds for Iggy Azalea.
Remember you was twerking on stage
with her? He was twerking on stage with her. Yes, she was. And that was at SOBs,
oh,
too.
Shut up.
Yes, you were.
Wow. So he got in SOBs to twerk.
But Iggy used to be signed to Grand Hustle. So, you know, by extension of her being T.I.'s people, like, you know, I rock with Iggy. And so me and Duvall went to her show to support her.
And twerked.
We did not what do y'all keep talking about? Why were we on stage with Iggy?
Yeah, we're twerk twins.
They were throwing singles on y'all and everything.
Oh, that's what it was. Iggy gave us that's what it was.
See?
We took some of Iggy's money and threw it in the crowd. Iggy had got a bunch of money.
All right.
And we took it and got ones and threw it in the crowd. That's what it was.
Now, let's get back to Wendy Williams. Andy Cohen is saying that he did not used to be cool with Wendy, and this is the reason why.
I got to tell you something, Wendy.
What, Andy?
Your husband was not my biggest fan.
Oh, Andy.
But I want you to know I have been cheering you on for the last 6 years.
Thank you,
and
Andy.
I'm so happy to be
Thanks,
back.
Andy.
And I'm happy. I'm so excited about Wendy in the city.
Yes.
Yes.
She's having such a good time.
I see Andy. She is.
All
People
right.
need to stop saying her husband. That is not her husband. That is her ex-wife. Okay? Could you be accurate, please? Thank you.
And just so you know, in Sweden, a judge has sided with prosecutors. They are ordering that ASAP Rocky has to stay in jail for another week while they continue that investigation. They're going to make a final decision next Thursday.
My God. Y'all going to have to start a Facebook group and organize the way y'all organize in the Storm Area 51 and go to Sweden and storm that jail cell to get ASAP Rocky out. Or you can send Irv, Ja, and BJ down there to storm the jail.
Shut up, man. Shut up, man.
So one way or the other, we got ASAP Rocky got to get out.
Shut up.
What did ASAP do?
You know what they did. You see the video. They said assault.
And so he got another week and then he comes home?
No,
they're investigating. They're going to figure out whether or not they're going to indict him.
My God.
All right, make sure y'all listen to that Lion King, The Gift album. That's out as well. So
it's very, very dope.
Kendrick Lamar's on there, Pharrell, WizKid, a lot of Afro beats
that move
on
forever.
There as well, Burna Boy.
I already said I wanted to go to Africa for the holidays because I was in South Africa last December. I want to go back to South Africa for the holidays this year.
Yeah, I think I'm going back in September.
And this move forever, that's making me just want to take my ass there tomorrow. So I think that's what I'm doing for the holidays, goddamn.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
Yeah, I just want to show y'all. Remember, we were talking about the pizza that Jadakiss loved?
Oh, just the crust?
This looks so dumb. Look at this.
What's up with you, Kiss?
Yeah, that's from yesterday.
There's nothing in the middle. It's just...
Yeah, it's just the crust. It's just the bread.
I can't pay for that.
Why, Kiss?
I can't pay for that.
I know you and Styles, you know, y'all on your health tip, but somebody got to explain to me why you just eating pizza crust.
I thought you were quoting his song.
You could just get toast. Eat toast,
why?
Kiss.
I don't know. But anyway, Revolt, we'll see you on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You know we throw it back. So let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody that's coming out and preparing their car for my car show September 7th. Let me shout out to 50 Cent, CC Sabathia, Fabulous, Currency, Pusha T, Michael Strahan. There's so many people that's going to be bringing their cars. Offset. So if you want to see what your favorite celebrity drives, make sure you pick up your tickets at the car show. You can hit up Eventbrite or Power1051FM.com to get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show. We got a lot of surprises, so I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a big family day, and I'm going to give away some tickets in a little bit, too.
Somebody wanted me to ask you if they could bring motorcycles. They sent me pictures, and they want to know if motorcycles are allowed.
Yeah, motorcycles are allowed. Trucks, if the truck is too big, I can't allow them because they're too big, and I want people to be able to see everything. So if there's a smaller truck or if they're dropped and lowered, yes. But if it's one of those big monster trucks, nah.
I said motorcycles.
I said motorcycles is good. But people
How'd you start talking about trucks?
Right.
So, I was like, why is he talking about trucks? I just asked about motorcycles.
No, I'm saying motorcycles is good.
Okay.
But definitely, I can't wait to see you guys September 7th, all right?
Yes, and I want to salute everybody in Miami. I'm going to be in Miami tomorrow. Salute to my man, Kenny Stills. He has a foundation called the Kenny Stills Foundation, and he's doing something called the Still Growing Summit. And it's a day of learning and activities designed to help kids and their families open a dialogue about mental and emotional wellness. You know, I'm all about, you know, people investing in their mental wealth. So I'll be there tomorrow. Doors open at 7 a.m. It's over at 1:30, and it's open to children ages 11+ and their parents. So I'll see you tomorrow.
And don't forget, right? It's Trey Day, and it's Trey Day weekend.
Yeah, shout out to Trey
Day. Trey.
Trey the Truth.
Yeah, you going out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you?
No, I can't make it this year. I've been there every year, but I can't make it this year, but I always support Trey. What day you going out there, E?
I believe on Sunday.
Okay.
But yes, shout out to Trey the Truth.
All right. Well, when we come back, positive note, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yeah, man. I just want to tell people, I really want to encourage people to do something positive, man. I want to encourage people to really pray for Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, okay? The four freshmen congresswomen. I really want to encourage people to pray for them for real. Not just say you're going to pray or post that you're praying. Really pray.
Tell them
all
why.
Right? Because, you know, they are under a lot of scrutiny, and they're always under a lot of scrutiny, and we see how Donald Trump has been trying to turn the heat up on Representative Omar, man. We know the devil is busy, but God gets busier, and regardless of what this system tries to make us believe, God is always in control, and I've been saying it all week, and I mean it. Those ladies are Doughboy and his crew and Boys in the Hood and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the rest of the House representatives, that House leadership, they're Trey asking to get out the car. They're very cowardly, but Representative Omar, Representative Presley, Representative Cortez, Representative Tlaib, they are not cowards. So I really want y'all to pray for them, man. Really keep them lifted up in prayer. You know, we got to keep divine protection around them. And when we say things like protect people at all costs, no, we really need to be protecting them at all costs, not just because it sounds good to say on social media, all right? So, yeah, that's what I want. That's the positive thing I want to encourage people to do. Not just this weekend, but all the goddamn time.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.